Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vosburgher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Wright steals second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright moves to third. One out. Vosburgher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berger out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grove. Wright scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Brenzel and he is safe. Werber steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright bunts towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berger reaches second base with a double. There goes Kham trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball in to Cronin, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Com, who came all the way from first, for the out. Berger moves to third. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Dahlgren moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to third. Grove moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Brenzel fields it and throws to first for the out. Grove moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields the ball and throws to second. Hughes drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hughes. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Berger reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Com moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-3 in the game. Brenzel is walked intentionally. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-3 in the game. Hildebrand bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Com scores. Berger moves to third. Brenzel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to home to get Berger. Brenzel moves to third. Hildebrand moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.